This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:14 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we're moving on to discussing this COVID-19 mediation center that was established by the government to provide mediation services, basically, and to try and understand what it is that they are doing.
Yeah, I think that considering the disruptions that we've been talking about in a variety of industries, right, it makes sense that there is also going to be corresponding conflict, worries about unfulfilled contracts and the like. And so, as we know, the restrictions that were put in place during the MCO have resulted in, and that's why we talked about breach of contract, right? Some sectors have had to cease operations. They've not been able to operate as in normal times. Entire projects have been put off. And I think in the mix and shuffle of that, some individuals or some companies might in fact have had difficulty in fulfilling contractual obligations.
So a mediation is basically an alternative process to litigation, and it basically tries to avoid going to court to sort out these disputes. And so the government actually established the COVID-19 Mediation Center in November under their Legal Affairs Division so as to help people access these services. And this is for COVID-19 related dispute matters particularly, and it involves disputed sums. So really, I think something that would be very helpful, particularly for SME owners, for people who have had various obligations, I think, derailed by the fact that nobody saw the last year coming.
Yeah, I mean, on a very basic level, I would imagine that even asking for payments and pressing for payments in a timely manner would have been really, really difficult. Whatever service it is that you provide, if you are functioning on a contractor, invoice, subcontractor kind of basis, I would imagine that there have been a lot of difficulties in getting payments on time. And something like this is very useful because I think it comes with a certain level of authority and heft. So you know that if you're taking something here, it's not just going nowhere. But on the other hand, you are also not seeing courts clogged up or, you know, just various offices and different sectors being clogged up with these sorts of inquiries, which could be resolved through mediation as opposed to having to take it to court. Also, hopefully it results in less legal fees, which can be prohibitive.
Yes, and I think it's hugely helpful to have these resources available in one place because, let's face it, not everyone knows what legal avenues to take. So we are talking about the COVID-19 Mediation Center that's been established by the government. Let us know if you're a business owner. Have you been having challenges meeting some of your financial obligations? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we will be speaking to Dr. Punita Silvaraju, who is the Director for Policy and Research under the Legal Affairs Division in the Prime Minister's Department. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
It is 7:14 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we are looking at the COVID-19 Mediation Center that's been established by the government to help anyone involved in contractual obligations or disputes that they cannot meet due to COVID-19. So let us know, are you a business owner? Are these things that have been facing you over the last year? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We are now crossing over to Dr. Punita Silvaraju, who is the Director for Policy and Research at the Legal Affairs Division of the Prime Minister's Department. Dr. Punita, thanks so much for joining us. Could you tell us more about this mediation center? Why was it established? What is it set out to do?
Okay, thank you so much. And thank you for giving us the opportunity to speak a little bit about PMC-19. So basically, PMC-19 stands for Pusat Mediasi COVID-19, or also known as the National COVID-19 Mediation Center, which is a government-led initiative. The reason behind this center is, of course, the issues with COVID-19 and also the MCO and contractual issues that had arisen because of the issuing of the MCO. So this mediation center primarily was is a result of the temporary measures to reduce the impact of COVID-19 Act 2020, where there is a section 7 under the law that provides relief for inability to perform contractual obligation. But of course, this relief is for a prescribed period between 18th March 2020 to 31st of March 2021. Initially, it was up to 31st of December 2020, but we extended it. And there is a schedule of contract, categories of contract, in which you can invoke Section 7, where there is relief if you have any contractual obligation. So in a layman's term, so you have any contractual obligation between that particular prescribed period of 18th March 2020 to 31st of March 2021, basically no action can be taken against a person. So leading to that, we're taking this whole thing further, the government decided to assist in terms of mediation as well. So of course, when you have contractual obligation, you can have relief for a certain period of time, but you still would have to fulfill your obligation later by making your payment and things like that. So to assist the people, to ease in terms of how do you make your payment, when do you pay and things like that, we came up with a mediation center known as this Pusat Mediasi COVID-19, where the people can actually come to us, and we can help mediate between two parties, especially when there is a dispute. So the government will, of course, cover the cost of mediation. And of course, this development will evolve along the way. And basically, you have to go back to Section 7. Whoever that is going back to this mediation will have to look at Section 7, because the list of contracts that will be covered under the mediation process will be in this schedule. Well, briefly, I can say it covers areas of construction, suppliers of construction. It covers pilgrimage. It covers tourism related. It covers event related, and also commercial tenancy areas. And the dispute sum should be 500,000 and below. Should be not more than 500,000. But that also, there are eventual developments that we foresee.
So perhaps you could also just, let's take a step back. Let's talk about the role of mediation. What is it and why is it important?
Okay, we thought that mediation is actually a very good way to kickstart this whole process because, as you know, mediation is an alternative dispute resolution mechanism available. Besides, of course, you have arbitration and adjudication as well. So mediation is voluntary. The principles of mediation says that it's voluntary, where both parties will have to agree for a mediation to take place. And the whole process will be facilitated by a mediator. In this case, for example, two parties who have a dispute, they will have to firstly agree to solve the problem or the dispute amicably, and they want to solve come up with a good solution. So they come for mediation, and they have to have an open mind, come for mediation, and the mediator will then facilitate the mediation. What is good about it is whatever that transpires in a mediation is confidential. In most cases, I would say mediation is much more simpler and is also cost effective. Of course, for Pusat Mediasi COVID-19, it's much cheaper because the government is covering the cost. But on normal circumstances itself, mediation is much more cheaper than litigation process. And of course, litigation process means you have to go to court, you have to file a case in court and things like that. So that's where mediation is very different, and it is a first step towards any form of amicable solution.
So could you give us some examples of the types of cases that the centre has handled or could handle?
We have a few cases because we just started in November. So a lot of our time has been spent in putting things together and, promoting. But we do have a few cases in the pipeline. The common ones that we have right now is we have commercial tenancy at shopping complexes. That's quite a big area that we see potential in. Besides that, event-related cases also, issues also, where people have already spent some money or paid some upfront funds and they want to get those funds back, So these are some of the potential cases that we have. Of course, the nine areas in the schedule covers beyond that, areas of construction and all is much bigger because it covers the entire supply chain. We haven't got much cases on that yet. And I think this is what the public should know, lah. We are here to offer our services.
So, okay, who are the mediators and what training did they go through in terms of that mediation?
Definitely. Okay, this is interesting because what the government is doing here is that, as I mentioned, we are not working alone. And not in silo as well. So we are working with our partners, and we have Malaysian Bar Council. The Bar Council is assisting us. So we're working with the Bar Council. We're also working with Sabah and Sarawak, the Sabah Law Society, as well as the Advocates Association of Sarawak. So these people are our strategic partners, I would say. So most of our mediators are lawyers, yes, but we do have mediators who are not lawyers. They could be experts in a particular field, like, you know, construction. We could have architects, we could have engineers who are mediators, we could have academicians as mediators as well. So we do have, actually, but predominantly they are lawyers. They're very trained mediators who have been doing mediation for many, many years. So we do have a very good set of people. And currently, under Section 9, the minister has powers to appoint mediators and also to set the procedures and process of the mediation process itself. So the minister has appointed up to date the first phase of mediators. We have about 25 mediators for West Malaysia and 22 mediators appointed for East Malaysia. So we've covered a wide range. And also, this entire mediation process is not only in one state. So you have across the board, you have mediators in every state in the country. And we have a system also developed specifically for this. So anyone who wished to apply will have to apply on our system. We have a PMC-19 system, and we have case managers that will then send the cases to the respective mediators based on their actual expertise. So looking at what cases we get, we will then assign it to the relevant mediator based on their preferred area and also their expertise.
So given the fact that with the pandemic and the MCO, travel is restricted, is this mediation currently conducted online? How is that process of mediation like?
Right now, we have not started our online procedure yet, because you see, mediation, one important area is confidentiality that we have to uphold. So that online part, we need to create a platform for it. So we haven't gone to that stage yet. So it will be done definitely face to face, depending on where the parties are. So if a case is in Johor, for example, then we have a mediator who is appointed by the Minister of Law, who is stationed in Johor, and he will then meet both parties face to face. It'll be a very small, just three people at a specific area, for example, a government department, because, you know, we do have collaborators, people who wish to assist us, like another government department. So they will have a room and they will run their mediation there. So it is for now face-to-face. We haven't embarked on the online procedures yet.
And what has the response been so far?
Well, our mediation centre, the PMC-19, was set up sometime in November. So it is, I would say, and the law itself was gazetted, the temporary measures for reducing the impact of Coronavirus Act 2020 was actually gazetted only in October 2020. So currently our cases are in the pipeline. We do have cases. As I mentioned earlier, it is a bit slow, but we are trying to do as much promotion as possible to ensure, to inform the public out there that there is this particular service available, and it is at the cost of the government, for now. At least for now, it is like that. We haven't made any changes yet. So, and they can actually take advantage of this service that we have, which is very important. What we really want the public to know is two things. One is that you have this temporary measures for reducing the impact of Coronavirus Act 2020, where Section 7 is a very important provision that the people should know, because within that prescribed period, actions will not be taken on anyone. But of course, then they fall back on that 9 areas in the schedule. And then if at all you want to settle a dispute amicably, you can come for mediation with the government, by where the government sponsors it, pays for it. And, your situation might get better later, and you would probably make some form of mediation on how you can actually make payments, for example, with the disputants. So this is what we want the public to know, which I think not many people actually know about this.
So one last question before we let you go, Dr. Punita. If people are interested in obtaining mediation services, how can they go about doing so?
Okay, so basically we have a website. PMC, Pusat Mediasi COVID-19, is under the Legal Affairs Division of the Prime Minister's Department. So, but we have a website, which is www.pmc19.gov.my. This is our website. So anyone who wishes to get more information about PMC, please visit our website. All our details are there. The mediation rules, everything is there. And if you at all need assistance in hand-holding, for example, in filling out the application, online application, things like that, my colleagues will be there to assist you. You can also call 03-8872-7070. So that's our number, www.pmc19.gov.my. And our telephone number is 03-887-27070. I would really strongly encourage the public out there, business people especially, to look at this temporary measures for reducing the impact of Coronavirus Act, particularly Section 7, which can assist a lot of people, a lot of businesses and even individuals, because the government has not just come up with an act that has a relief for inability to perform contractual obligation, but taken it to the next level to set up a mediation center just for the rakyat. So this is something that I would really hope that the people will take advantage of.
Dr. Punita, thanks again for joining us. That was Dr. Punita Silvaraju, Director for Policy and Research at the Legal Affairs Division of the Prime Minister's Department. So just to repeat again, if you're interested in getting mediation services from the government at their COVID-19 Mediation Centre, that website is www.pmc19.gov.my. You can also call 03-8872-7070. And if you have thoughts that you'd like to share with us, you can, of course, continue to WhatsApp us, 018-789-8899. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. This has been the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.